Good morning. Several weeks ago, when we actually went to MacArthur Avenue for our Sunday morning services, the Social Action Cluster put up a mural as a point of reflection for World Water Day. Please click on image number one, and you can see the mural. World Water Day happened, but the reflection we plan to share with you was lost in the fog of the COVID pandemic. Today, as we focus on water again, we'll share those reflections. Now please click on image number two. The central message of the mural is, water is life. We all know this, but water, like the air we breathe and the soil that grows our food, is something we often take for granted, particularly in a water-blessed community like Ottawa. We turn on the tap and we can drink the water. We take our kayak to any one of several rivers. We enjoy the ducks, the beavers, the turtles, and all the natural beauty that is in and around our waterways. We have easy access to all the benefits and pleasures that water can bring. Please click on image number three. If water is life, the lack of access to water is a sentence to serious life challenges and even death for many. For us in Ottawa, it's hard to appreciate, but water scarcity is increasing around the globe. Over 2 billion people do not have access to safe drinking water. And drought is a risk to the food security of many millions. One example is the current situation in southern Africa, where at least 11 million people are facing food shortages due to drought. Now please click on image number four. The mural has a second message. This too is one we are familiar with. Water is increasingly polluted by human activity. In Canada, First Nations have been most severely affected by this pollution. For almost 50 years, the river system relied on by the Grassy Narrows community in Northern Ontario for food and water has been contaminated with mercury as a result of industrial pollution. Today, almost 90% of Grassy Narrows community members suffer from symptoms of mercury poisoning. In Alberta, each barrel of tar sands oil extracted requires 2 to 6 barrels of water. An estimated 82% of this water comes from the Athabasca River. Toxic wastewater is discharged in holding or tailing ponds. In 2007, an estimated 11 million liters of toxic waste per day leaked into the Athabasca River and seeped into the groundwater. This water flows northward, further into Indigenous territories. High rates of rare cancers and significant decline in caribou are linked to this pollution. Globally, plastics, bags and bottles, and also microplastics end up in our waterways from the Arctic to the Pacific Oceans, with devastating effects on marine life. Now, please click on image number five. We can do something is the third message of the mural. As individuals, we should take actions to conserve water and minimize our contribution to pollution. However, individual actions, while important by themselves, are not enough. Fortunately, many organizations are actively working for water justice and provide us with opportunities to support their efforts. Together, we are stronger. Now please click on image number six, and you will see just a few of these organizations. The Council of Canadians, founded in 1985, is a grassroots social advocacy group whose honorary chair, Maud Barlow, has been a strong international voice for water as a human right and as a public resource. The Ottawa Water Study Action Group consists of concerned residents, scientists, and engineers working to stop the sale of single-use plastic bottled water in municipal buildings in Ottawa. Now please click on image number 7. Water First, another NGO, has dedicated itself to working in collaboration with First Nations communities in Canada since 2016. It focuses on drinking water and environmental water concerns, as well as water science education for youth. Ecology Ottawa, often a partner with UUFO in various events, is a not-for-profit, grassroots, and volunteer-driven organization working to make Ottawa the green capital of Canada. Now, please click on image number 8. Ottawa Riverkeeper is a grassroots charity that brings together volunteers, communities, businesses, and all levels of government to find solutions to the problems that threaten the health of the Ottawa River. Today, we have a representative of the Ottawa Riverkeeper with us, Elizabeth Logue. We hope you will join Elizabeth on Zoom at the end of this part of the service. Learn about the Ottawa River watershed, the work of the waterkeepers to maintain its health, and how you might help them. Finally, take another look at slide number 1. Water is life is not just a pretty phrase. It is a call to all of us to be aware and be active, to protect it, keep it clean, and conserve it.